News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Listening to patients' preferences will help reduce long-term obesity in Ireland. That's according to the Irish Society for Clinical Nutrition and Metabolism. We're joined now by one of its members, Dr. Mick Crotty, Clinical Lead for Obesity at the Irish College of GPs. Listening to patients' preferences, what do you mean by that, Mick?
So I suppose obesity is a complex disease. It's not a lack of willpower, motivation, and different treatments will suit different people. I think this research that was carried out showed that the majority of people want a nutritional approach to managing obesity. About a quarter of people might consider medication as a treatment option. About a quarter of people might consider surgery. So we need to listen to our patients to see what treatment they would like to treat their health and their obesity and work with them. There isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. I suppose there's lots of noise recently about treatment of obesity, and particularly this idea of skinny jabs and quick fixes and, you know, I suppose the Hollywoodization of obesity treatments. Yeah. Whereas actually when you listen to patients, patients just want support to improve their health. They're not looking for quick fixes.
So how does that work in practice? I mean, everything you say makes total sense, but how does that actually work in practice, that idea of listening to patients? And
yeah, I think it's challenging because I suppose obesity is traditionally an area that is very stigmatized and not understood. It's not resourced, it's not reimbursed. So as a GP, GPs are not given the support that is needed to dedicate time to this. So, you know, in other areas of health, let's say hypertension, diabetes, asthma, GPs are supported with practice nurse time, with reimbursement, with kind of referral pathways to treat those chronic diseases. And we don't have the same thing for obesity. Mm. And we need it to support our patients.
And Mick, sorry to cut across you. I'm just thinking as you're saying that, like, are there still some GPs that don't see obesity as a disease that are like that, like members of the public say, ah, you know, maybe a bit more willpower and you could sort this out? Or has that changed?
No, I think there is certainly a shift in understanding and education, and more people are realizing this is complicated, but there is huge weight bias and stigma and discrimination in society and still in healthcare. And it's interesting, we just launched a major educational program last week for GPs and GP trainees with the Irish College of GPs around obesity and understanding obesity and treatments for obesity. And it was hugely well received. But I think there is a huge need for education because, you know, in lots of areas, GPs are very busy and they're treating lots of disease. And we're telling them now, this is another disease you have to treat, but we're not going to support you in doing that. So education is a big part, and that's what we're working on. But we need other systems change as well.
Final question. I note you've used the word disease on multiple occasions during this interview. Is that a new thing? I don't mean are you being new into it. Like, but if we were doing this interview 10 years ago, would you have used that word? Is that progress, if that is the case?
Yeah, I think, you know, traditionally it has been seen as personal responsibility, willpower, lifestyle. And we know that's not the case. This is genetics. It's biology of the subconscious brain. It's a huge part of the environment. And we need to look at prevention. So lots of kind of preventative strategies, but also treatment. Because the things that work to prevent obesity aren't necessarily treatments for somebody living with this disease. And really, I suppose, you know, even just to come around on that more, obesity is not due to, you know, it's not size, it's not body mass index, it's health. It's when excess fatty tissue is negatively affecting somebody's health, because the treatment we're looking at is to improve health. It's not just to make people smaller or thinner.
Okay, really interesting. Dr. Mick Crotty, Clinical Lead for Obesity at the Irish College of GPs. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.